The preliminary turnout figures that have been given by the Independent Elections Authority is 11.3%. This is roughly 0.2% slightly higher than the first round election turnout, which was historically the lowest turnout of any parliamentary election ever. Generally, the mood is that, you know, people are either disinterested, not really aware of the elections, they're just not bothering to pay attention. And some people are actually very angry. The thing is that the situation in terms of the economy and just the general management of the country and the financial impact on not just the very poor, who are definitely suffering terribly, but it's also hitting people in the sort of middle, upper middle class, you know, strata of society. You know, people are angry because rather than, you know, basically faffing around with elections, what they want is government to do something tangible that will just lift them out of their current state of suffering and, you know, financial penury.
What does this mean now for President Kais Saied?
I think it's further weakening his position. I think that 11.3% of electorate turnout is probably the best poll that we have today, the most accurate poll of people who actually support him. So if only 11.3% of the population is willing to stand up for him, then it shows just how unpopular he is. The problem is that he's not somebody who's going to take a bow. I think what we will see is that once again, he will blame outside interference and, you know, what he calls the enemies of Tunisia, and that we'll see yet more arrests, yet more military trials of civilians, and the level of state violence increasing and the chaos increasing. How this will actually impact him in terms of his position and ability to hang on, we don't really know, because the big problem is there's not a fully unified opposition and there's no clear alternative to Kais Saied or the kind of chaotic, very corrupt goings on of parliament that went on before the 25th of July in 2021, when he made his power grab and sacked the government.
A decade ago or so, Tunisia was once the Arab world's hope for a new democracy following the Arab Spring. What do you think has happened now?
Well, what's happened is that there are a lot of mistakes made, such as giving members of parliament impunity. There were a lot of very practical things in terms of the nuts and bolts operating of the democracy. They were not efficient, they weren't organised, there wasn't enough connectivity with the electorate, and there was just too much petty politicking.
Elisa, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you.
Thank you so much, James.